Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Somebody reminded me, Scope reminded me of this in the hallways. I haven't brought this up on the show. Have you ever done a polar plunge?
No.
So I
saw you.
Yeah, so I did it for a few years for a Special Olympics. So it is February 1st at Citizens Bank Park. And I have a team. It benefits Special Olympics Philly. It's at Citizens Bank Park February 1st. If you want to join my team, it's right there on my Twitter page, right at the top thing. Or you can just donate, raise money. Special Olympics, amazing cause. Really great. And I didn't know how great it was until I participated for a few years and was around the families who had helped. It's not just the athlete. It's great for the athlete, mm-hmm. but the families around the athlete is really an amazing cause. I will say, jumping in a pool at the end of January, beginning of February, is quite an experience.
You don't remember me coming to see you do it?
No, you came to see me?
Yeah.
At the top of Drexel, because it used to be on the roof of Drexel.
No, we came, I think you did it. It was me, Cindy, Turtle.
Okay.
We were out there as a station, and I think it was you. I think you, we were at some lake, though, somewhere.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't
that
you?
That wasn't me. So okay. I did it a few years. They used to do it on the top of the gym at Drexel University, okay. which was also cold, and it was dark and whatever. What I'll say is this. It's the first 3 seconds jumping into the pool are a shock that your body is not ready for. Now, right afterwards, you're like, okay, this isn't so bad. But the even like, I don't like standing up there like, everybody looking at me.
Thinking about it.
With the shirt off. It's already cold. The jumping in the water. And then last thing, the ladder to get out of the pool. And I'm making this sound like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good experience. It is a bonding experience. It is a wonderful cause. You should do it with me. Come jump with me. Maybe I'll bully Jack into doing it. But the pool at the top of Drexel, you go to get out of the pool, and then you see the ladder. It's a metal ladder.
Ooh. That's colder, right?
Yeah, it's rough, man.
So what's the, is it, it's obviously not freezing temperatures, right?
Well, it's as cold as it is out there. So
right.
it's sort of, but think about this, even if it's 48 degrees outside, which is not that cold,
mm-hmm.
water
jumping
outside,
in the water, yeah.
and they fill up the pool like the night before, so it sits out in the cold. I don't care if it's, if it's 20 degrees or 45 degrees or even 50 degrees, jumping into a pool is tough.
I thought that was you that we went out there to see.
No. I remember that one, but that one wasn't me. So if you'd like to join the team, just head on to my Twitter page, or you can sign up Special Olympics website, or you can just donate.
I saw you coming out of the water. Yeah, you all tatted up.
Yeah, all tatted up and
freezing.
And
shriveled up.
Yes, it was the cold water. If anyone saw. I was wearing a big bathing suit, so you couldn't really, but just the water is so cold, you know, it's like nobody would want to be judged that way. You know, I got engaged before anyone ever saw me. I would recommend if you're going to get engaged, do it before the polar plunge. All right. 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Spike, you're lucky because they do something down at the Delaware beaches where they actually do a polar plunge where they go into the ocean.
Yeah, I wonder if the ocean is colder or less cold than the
right,
pool water
is. Right, because it's more
is.
Water, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it's got to be colder, I'm telling you. I've never done it before, but I think it's nuts.
It is crazy. Yeah, it's definitely crazy.
So I just wanted to say congrats to Jack and his wife, Jill, for going up the hill and bringing down another Division III baseball player.
Your lips to God's ears, man. I hope Sutton's good enough to play Division III like Jack.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to comment on your Sirianni question earlier. So if the Eagles lose on Sunday, which obviously I'm not hoping for, I think Sirianni stays. But here's my question. I think they're going to revert back to, 4 or 5 years ago? And I think Jalen Hurts is going to be traded, and Tanner McKee is going to be the quarterback.
What just happened?
Whoa. Wait a minute. Under what context do you think this is going to happen? You think this is if they lose on Sunday, or just in general you think that's going to happen?
No, I think if they lose on Sunday, they're going to think about the quarterback factory that they have there, and they're going to look at Tanner McKee, and they're going to trade Hurts the same way that they did Wentz, and they're going to use Tanner McKee's, you know, rookie contract to sign other players.
Well, I mean, look, they would wind up with I can't believe we're entertaining this, but I'll do
it.
Glad
we took OG's call already.
Yeah, I'll do this anyway. If a team was going to do it, they would especially with the dead money they will have on the cap because of Jalen, which I don't have it in front of me, but it would certainly be significant because they gave him a big bonus. They would definitely have dead money on the cap. You would have to do it like Denver did it, with a quarterback on a rookie deal, because you can't spend that sort of money. Now, like, if they wanted to do it, I guess having Tanner McKee and having Kenny Pickett there are the ways to do it, because, you know, one guy's making, what, $6 million and Tanner McKee's making whatever Tanner McKee is. So I wouldn't be surprised if they think that Tanner McKee could be their quarterback at some point, but I would be stunned if Tanner McKee was the quarterback next year. I would be stunned.
Well, Mark, let me ask you a question, Spike. I mean, didn't they do that with Carson Wentz? I mean, Carson Wentz had just signed a big contract, and they had all that dead money cap, they went to Jalen Hurts. So
they did, but they didn't win 14 games the year they moved on from
Wentz. Nine games and squeaked into the playoffs.
And there was significant friction between Carson and I would say the organization at that point. And
certainly that was the Carson and Doug. That was after the that was 4-12 year, right? That was the 4-12 year, 2020.
Yes, because that was the Devontae year.
That was a terrible, terrible year for Wentz that year.
Yeah, so I'm not
hoping it, you know, because I love Jalen as the quarterback, but
it sounds like it.
You know,
what would you want them to do?
Who's that? Me?
You?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think they should keep Jalen, and I would look to move Kenny Pickett next year. And I don't know what his contract status is.
Yeah, he's under contract for I think two more years.
Two more years. Yeah,
yeah, I think. Mark, for next question today, give me your favorite all time game show.
I would say Spike. I'm like you. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. But what? I do watch Shepard every night. But
hold on, what a shot! Yeah, you call me dumb.
No,
you left the opening for him.
Okay, all right. I said it. You got it.
So I still watch Shepard every night, and I have a problem like answering questions, but I enjoy it. So Card Sharks was a good one.
Oh, Card Sharks was a good one.
I don't remember.
Now that's the same. That's the same era as Press Your Luck, if I remember correctly. That's like a mid '80s thing, right?
Okay. Yeah,
because Card Sharks was good. They would just show you a card, and you just had to say whether it's higher or lower.
Yeah, they were basically just like, it's not war, but yes, they were playing. Yeah, I do remember.
Okay,
Card
I do remember this game.
Yes.
Okay, I do remember this.
Thank you for the call, Mark.
Yeah, now I'm looking at it. Yeah, I see the dude with the cards. He would turn the cards over.
Yes, game shows. I don't know if game shows are still as big a deal as they are now. Don't watch a lot of TV, but man, game shows were huge deal.
They were huge. You know, everybody does. You know, what's big now is the talent. Shows the game like the singing and dancing that type of thing.
Well, ever since that, I mean, what's it called?
American
change
Idol.
All that. American Idol changed all that.
Yep.
All right. So Bill Barnwell did his awards this year, and there are some Eagles mentioned in some of them, some not mentioned. I wasn't surprised that Sirianni he ranked his top three and his honorable mention for each. Now for Coach of the Year, Sirianni doesn't get mentioned. Three is Harbaugh, two is Kevin O'Connell, one is Dan Campbell. I think that is
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
What did I say?
No, you said Harbaugh.
Oh yeah. Jim Harbaugh.
I'm like my first thought was the Ravens.
Oh,
John
no.
Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
And Jim Harbaugh did a good job.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, he deserved to be there. Yep.
Comeback Player of the Year, Burrow wins. Get that. But this is an interesting one.
Was Burrow injured? Yeah, he was injured last
he was
year.
Injured.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I believe it has to be a player that's injured, not a player that was on a bench somewhere.
That's the Darnold.
Yeah, like Sam Darnold. great year. Should not be winning comeback player of the year.
Well, and what the NFL said was, is they said that the award should be what you said.
Yeah.
But they're not going to prevent people from voting for Darnold. Gotcha. But it's hard to go against Burrow. You know,
yeah, considering exactly. That. Yes.
So this one I thought was interesting. I'll read you this one and then MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Number 3, Kalen Bullock from the Texans.
Yeah.
Number 2, Jared Verse.
Rams.
Number 1, Chop Robinson.
Chop Robinson?
From the Dolphins.
What the hell did Chop Robinson do? Now, I like Chop Robinson. He was on my draft board as one of my guys.
Yep. So he says, since the week 7 of the season, he's been one of the league's best pass rushers, 15.5% pressure rate, trailing only Myles Garrett. Full season, 7.5% quick pressure rate, which gets him, you know, ranked very high. 4th among all pass rushers, trailing only Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, and Micah Parsons. Finished with 6 sacks. There you go. Did not.
And he's at the top?
Quinyon Mitchell, not even in the top 3.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Right? And yeah, he's been beat ridiculous. A couple times over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think this is where him not getting interceptions
they
really
hurt him.
Hurts him.
Yeah, yep. They definitely hurt him. It sucks, but you know, a lot of these writers, all they're doing is looking at the stat sheet. Right, and if they don't see interceptions there, you know, they're like, okay, well, what did he do this game? So, I agree. And Quinyon Mitchell, I think up until a couple weeks ago, he was the betting favorite, right?
I think he was right behind Verse. I thought Verse was the betting favorite, but yeah. I think he was second.
Nah, man, listen, Q got robbed out of this, and I think he had Pro Bowl level play this year.
Sure.
He could have easily been. Certainly should have been alternate. I wonder if he is an alternate at the cornerback position. But yeah. He had an awesome season. Yeah, I know the interceptions weren't there, but man, there were games where teams just wouldn't put their top receiver on his side and throw over there.
It was crazy.
Like, that says a lot about a rookie.
Yeah, maybe he's Defensive Rookie of the Year if CJ GJ isn't playing defense on him every week. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Brian Thomas Jr., Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels. I get it. I would have had.
Who'd they go? Brian
Thomas Jr., number 3, Brock Bowers, number 2, Jaden Daniels, number 1.
Oh, okay.
One.
So you went the other way. You gave me 3-2-1 instead of 1-2-3.
Now, here's a couple more.
Where's Bo?
What's that? Bo Nix not in
you
this
You got to have Bo Nix in there, bro. Yeah.
I think
he made me a believer.
I think he could win.
Yeah, exactly.
If Jaden Daniels doesn't
win it, yes.
I think it'll be Bo Nix.
All right,
here's a couple more Eagles mentioned. Defensive Player of the Year. Number 1, Troy Hendrickson. Okay. Number 2, Patrick Surtain.
Okay.
Number 3, Zach Bond.
Oh, ZB got in there?
Zach Bond.
There you go.
Continuing his Eagles aren't going to be able to afford him
campaign.
Yep. Offensive Player of the Year, Derrick Henry 3, Ja'Marr Chase 2. Number 1, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
And he has Saquon number 3 in his MVP rankings. He has Josh Allen number 2 and has Lamar Jackson number 1. And he says Lamar and Josh Allen, he said, is a coin flip.
It is.
Give it to either of them.
Lamar might you know what? I still think the narrative wins, and the narrative is Josh Allen.
Yes.
It's not Lamar Jackson.
I think the narrative matters. You know,
it does. It normally does.
I think the story of things matters a little bit.
I agree.
I think Josh Allen, from what happened last year, offensive coordinator getting fired.
Losing Stephon Diggs.
They get rid of the best receiver because of that, and then him coming out and playing the way he has this year. And they both do. Both Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen passed the eye test.
Yep.
Both teams are very good. That's the argument against Burrow, of course. But I think it matters. I think it'd be fine if they give it to either of them, even though I bet on Lamar Jackson.
And I honestly think Saquon's narrative is better than Lamar Jackson's also.
Yes.
So Lamar, to me, won one last year when he really won it because other people lost it.
Right.
At the end. I wasn't impressed with Lamar's year last year.
I think McCaffrey should have won it last year.
Yes, that's who I voted for last year, Christian McCaffrey. But Lamar's been so great this year. I wouldn't be upset if he didn't win it because he won it last year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Embiid won
his. He's a two-time winner. You know what I mean? So it's not as if, you know, like, and quite frankly, if I'm Lamar, I know it's nice to have those, but that's not really the trophy that he wants. He has two of those already.
Well, and it's not the trophy that he needs from a legacy
standpoint. That's what
I'm
saying. Yes.
I mean, he needs to win Super Bowl.
And by the way, Josh Allen, like Embiid, I think, has finished top three for three straight years in the MVP voting.
If Josh Allen, it's, the thing is, I thought Embiid deserved it, but it was his, it was an award for three years.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think Josh Allen's the same way. I think he deserves it, but also, I think if he, if this, if Lamar hadn't won two and Josh Allen hadn't been in the situation he was in, I think Lamar Jackson probably wins it.
Yep.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? It's come down a little to 80.7% of people saying yes. 215-592-9494. Chris in Pensauken. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
What's up? Yeah. Oh, man, it's a great day. Thank God I was on hold a little bit. I got all my push-ups and sit-ups in, so thank you, guys.
Oh, Chris, hang on. One second.
Workout.
One second. Not going anywhere. I'm going to keep you on the line. The Eagles released Ian Book.
I saw it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you.
So
he's playing.
Well, look, he can't.
Yeah, he's playing.
Well, Chris, hang on. I think it says as much about Kenny Pickett's health as it says about Jalen's health. They can think Jalen's playing all they want. He still has to go through practice and then go through and then pass the concussion thing. So I don't know why
it benefits.
Well, here's my thing, Chris, is like, I don't know how it benefits them to waive Ian Book today because they think Jalen Hurts is going to pass a concussion protocol in 2 days. Like, I don't know how it benefits them.
More.
What's that?
But because they're pretty sure. From what everybody's saying, he's going to practice.
Yeah, but he has to practice, and then the next day he has to pass the test after he practices.
I think he's been fine for like 5 days. I love myself some Shady, and Shady speaks a lot out of term. Like he tells family secrets. He's on his show saying, man, I got the inside gig. I'm telling you, man, he's in walk around. He's fine. It's all good. So
okay.
I'll take Shady. But
Shady's on national TV saying that.
Yeah. Today on the show, he's like, let me tell you, you guys got the news. I'm the inside guy. I got the news. My man's good to go. That's what he said exactly. Good to go from 2-5. That's what he said. I love him. I love that dude. He don't give a care. He don't care what people think. He just boom, boom, boom.
He's just blurting it out. Yeah, he's just saying
man.
It.
Now, I wouldn't do nothing bad with around him because he's a dry snitch. But, you know. But I'd hang out and drink a couple of lagers with the dude. Yo, shout out to your producer friend, man. That dude is one of the best umpires at WIP. I got to tell you.
What did he do?
Fran?
Well, I played I'm sure you played sports, but played sports. You played sports.
Yep.
Know what a good umpire is?
What?
When he's not seen or heard or talked about the game, he just does the officiating, and you never bring up the umpire.
Is this a shot at Jack?
The other dude, Buzz. Oh,
Buzz.
Well, Buzz talks a lot.
He talks a lot. He keeps people. Half my friends don't even come up because he just puts you on hold and just leaves you there, dude. He might be a nice kid, but he's a polished turd.
Whoa!
Well, hey, I'm just being nice for 2025. Ask Ike. That's my nice side of Chris from Pennsylvania.
This is not good.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, you call it as you say. My dad said, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it ain't a mongoose.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And he used to say, yo, if you're going to pee in my face, don't tell me it's clear and cold.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Warm. That's just what it is, man. You know, that's what's wrong with America, Spike. Yeah, everybody's got to get a little oomph in them instead of being so, oh, my God, Spike. Spike said, I wasn't a good car. Okay, that's your opinion. Let's move on. You just got to be confident in yourself. I look in the mirror every morning and think, I'm a beast.
All right, Chris. In defense of Buzz, I feel like Buzz, we have trained Buzz in a great way. I thought Buzz was way too chatty when we first got him, but Buzz, I think, has done a good job honed his skills.
Ask Jack how many DMs he gets to say, I'm on hold. What's up with Buzz? Tell him to pick up the phone. He cherry picks, man, and that's cool. That's why I don't call when he's on there. I get it. It's all good. I'm too good. You know what I mean?
I guess so. I got to tell you,
I'm with Ike, Spike. I'm with Ike. Forget about just getting to the Super Bowl. I want it all.
Well, you want it. That's not what we're talking about.
I want the biscuit. I want the biscuit. I want the steak. I want the salad. I want the drink. I want the napkin. I want it all. And guess what? I'll take our old head, Fangio. I'll take him against the young stud Ben from Detroit, the offensive coordinator. He turns down jobs because he wants $28 million to take a job. And Fangio will take belt to ass in the NFC Championship in Detroit. In Detroit, we will beat them. We go there. Eminem will be crying. Kid Rock will be crying. All those dudes. Ike's relatives will be in tears. They seem like they're nice people. Tell them I don't even care. How about that? Belt to ass to Detroit.
That's true.
Wow.
Especially if it's the Eagles. Yeah, we're going belt to ass.
Sir.
Yes.
Yes. Just ask Shady, man. Shady knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Shady knows. Friggin' Shady.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man. Our kid, the Rook, the cornerback, Mitchell, and I don't care about those MVPs. And I want Saquon to do the, you know, break the record and all. People are still calling up like 2 days later. I'm like, whatever, dude. I want the big trophy. I don't want the little bear that you win on the boardwalk. I want the Cadillac DeVille, man, with the Vogue tires. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got the cell phone in there back in the day in 85. The big box you used to carry weighed like 72 pounds. It was a
Chris is on one today.
He's on one today, man.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, you know why? Because I do on hold, but I do them every day. I do 300 push-ups a day and 200 sit-ups. So I did them on hold. Now I'm all fired up. Now I just want to crush somebody.
I'm almost up to 300 push-ups, Chris. I'm at 260 a day. I've been building up.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing, 50 a set?
50 a set, yeah.
Yeah, 50 a set.
Ooh,
yeah,
50 a set?
I do it right here for you. Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, I do. Dude, I'd love to have a competition with you and give it to charity. My son, I don't know if Ike remembers. My son, he's 22. He's autistic. Mm. He doesn't speak. He's nonverbal. He's my best friend in the whole world. He's totally opposite of me. Quiet, warm, loving, happy.
Likes Buzz.
You know what I mean? We'll do it for we'll donate money for charity.
Well, I'm not doing a contest with you. You're obviously, you're
nuts.
Doing it every day. Yeah, you're a lunatic.
Oh, I'm older than you, dude. I met my daughter and all when we drafted Clark.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 57, bro.
Okay, yeah. You are older than me.
And I hit like a train, dude. You should give me a little
speedbag. Get out of here.
I hit the speedbag. I'm like, bang, bang, bang.
All right. 1975, Wheel of Fortune came out. What's your favorite game show?
My dad passed away a year ago. Loving my best friend, but he used to piss my mom off every time he watched it. The Dating Game with Chuck Berry, man.
Not Chuck Berry.
Chuck Woodward. Yeah. But...
Yeah, there were some crazy questions being said back then. Yeah, and my mom was like, get that off.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chris. Dating Game was
Dating
good.
No, am I thinking? No. We're thinking of Love Connection, right?
Love Connection was Chuck Woolery.
Right.
I don't think Dating Game was Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, who the hell is Dating Game? It may have been Chuck Berry. I don't know. But I was thinking Chuck Woolery, just like you.
It was not Chuck Berry.
Because he's a singer, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Back to the Future.
Johnny Be Good.
Yes, Johnny Be Good.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not slow today, everybody. It's coming in a little faster.
Man, that Chris, I did not have... Chris just leveling Buzz on
that was
list
unexpected.
Of things
that was unexpected.
To happen on the show today. What's he? But Fran, is there any truth to the argument from Chris there that Buzz cherry picks callers and keeps them on hold too long?
I don't. I mean, I don't watch what Buzz does when he's producing, so I'm not sure. I can't.
You know,
I can't.
It is possible. Ouch. We have had some. Jack and I have had some discussions that we're out on remote, and we're like. It's like, it doesn't seem like there's as many calls as we think that there are. It's like, where are we? And I think Buzz might hate Chris from Pensauk. He might have a whole list.
Mm.
We have Buzz tomorrow.
So I was going to say, you have to check him on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jack's not going to be here tomorrow again. I guess he's going to have another kid. I see TK right here. TK, congratulations, TK.
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 Add to the baby factory.
Yes, the Tom Kelly baby factory over there. But
he's
TK's
rolling him out.
Working.
TK's rolling him out.
Man,
oh, yeah.
Man, his little buddies are swimming.
Yeah.
Like a damn rabbit, huh? Yeah. Like a damn rabbit.
TK's building his own army.
Yeah. Look at you over there.
Own little army. The Lollipop Guild. That's what the TK army is going to be called.
You know who he's talking about, TK? Okay.
Yes, he
We love you, Willie Kid.
I'm Tom Kelly.
Yeah. All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for, Fran doing... Fran's top five.
Oh,
you're
God.
Confident, Fran?
Oh, I'm very confident. I'm responding to something you guys said to me last time I produced, or one of the last times I produced, like 3 months ago. So oh, wow. I'm responding. Yes.
But the listeners are going to be able to understand why
yes,
it is
yes,
funny.
Yes, yes, yes. I will say what happened.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Also, Rios and Herb come up. Jesus, like oh, the afternoon show all-star
That's
team.
That's right.
And Fran. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Friends.